Good morning, Andrea, and happy birthday.
Good morning, Miriam, and happy Darshan.
Thank you. I mean, they are colliding those two things. It's been 14 years, right?
It's been 14 years that the radio make the first appearance on the Oroville medias. And yes, it's a long journey that started back in 2004 with the first broadcasting happening December 5th from this very same place in Town Hall. Mm-hmm. We were just on the second floor because at that time we were attached to Our Future. It was at that time the planning office of Oroville, and I've been working for this project 1 year before to make the research before starting the project of the radio, to understand how it was the communication at that time. And the research brought me to take the decision to make the step to try to make an FM station, and it never materialized, but it was very much on the, let's say, main plate of choice. But for different reasons.
I think it's still in dreams, so to speak, or in the back end, no? For the time being.
It's not anymore still in my dream, because we came to the conclusion that after 9 years of working this project to make the FM station, it's something that may not serve the community for the purpose of a real tool of communication. So we decided to step back in this process of getting the license and continuing with this streaming channel of internet radio, and now we have social networks, website and everything, because it's more, let's say, suitable for the kind of situation that we are having in Oroville, for the fact that we are a multinational society with people coming from all over the world, and also for the fact that we have, let's say, a little bit more capacity in serving the community by providing content that is not very much allowed somehow into the FM station policies and license.
And it's also the FM stations, certain programs actually would not be valid because, like the educational programs, they're losing with the time. If you don't listen at the exact time, you cannot hear it, but on the internet streaming, you can hear it anytime you want.
Yes, yeah. So what happened is also on the side of the technology. Back in 2004, we were really into the Stone Age, more or less, in Oroville, because we have very thin internet connection. Very few of us had internet connection. This building was one of those. And the FM was a compulsory kind of bridge between this physical building and other places. So, because the community was not yet, and internet was not yet provided to the community itself and the services and service unit and business unit all around Oroville. So at that time, in 2004, the FM, the transmitter, was only, in my mind, the tool available to do this kind of bridging without spending a lot of money into connecting these places with fiber optic or cables or whatever, because a transmitter, it cost more or less $100,000, and with an antenna maybe more or less $2,000, and that will serve a radius more or less of 10-15 kilometers. That was my kind of expectation in, as a kind of coverage of physical space. But luckily, at the meantime, where we were struggling to get the FM license, India got better and better in all these technologies. So now we do have a very fast and powerful internet connection everywhere in India, everywhere in Oroville, for sure in India as well. And we do have an extremely good connection also with mobile phone, with a different kind of technologies that allowing us to bypass the fact that the FM is not available for us. So we are not saying reaching 100% of the Oroville population, because it's still, there are some places where internet is not very feasible, and there is also problem for connection with the tower. But let's say it's much, much, much less than.
I think it's improving, because also I know the Vodafone recently put a new tower in the green belt, and all of a sudden the communication becomes much easier. So I think that is developing really fast and really in a good way.
Yeah,
in India, so. And of course in Oroville as well, no?
Yeah, yeah. India is moving very fast in this kind of field of action. There is a lot of business going on for the internet provided on mobile phone. The mobile phone market is booming everywhere. It's getting lower in cost and more feasible in the capacity of running videos or whatever. So now a simple mobile phone that costs maybe 2,000, 3,000 rupees may see what we are providing in internet. That was just a dream 10 years back. So it's something that it comes everything in the side of the technology, and that's why I haven't totally dropped the FM kind of dream, but for the time being, it's in the pause, let's say.
Yeah. Anyhow, but we have some exciting news because since last year, and I think it's been exactly a year, we started also with the video production of radio/TV, right?
Yeah.
And I think that you are really excited about, no?
Yes, very much. So last year, frankly, the TV project started 10 years before, because we made the first trying to experiment back when Samuel was here. I'm talking about 2008, 2007, something like that. And we created the Auroville TV website at that time for this purpose. And we didn't really make any kind of content that was provided and produced by us, because the technology, it wasn't there, and then we had no money, no space, no need, no this, no that. So to make it short, last year, this year, in February, after 1 year of struggling, we merged the website of the TV and the radio, and now we have just a single website that is always the same kind of URL, auroville.radio.org, but is hosting video and audio content. It was a project started by me somehow as a kind of intention, but with the help of Damien, that he was working with us and still working with us for 1 year on making this kind of things happening, and all the person that has been helping on the technical side with Yachlom and people that are associated with the Auroville Radio as very much to be considered as a kind of main actor to technically do this job, because it's a thing that it takes a lot of time and effort. And then in the same period of time, more or less in October, November of 2017, there was an announcement that there were funds most probably available for the 50th anniversary of Auroville. So we started to think about how to make this kind of opportunity. And at the end of the day, I have prepared a list of items that they were at that time, more audio items like microphone, make better recording, this and that. But finally, with the fact that the radio TV website was coming up, I have changed this kind of project, and I've posted back with the latest request, getting proper equipment in video for doing nice video recording in Auroville, and proper computer to do editing, because it's very much needed when you have a professional camera. You need a professional computer as well, otherwise it takes ages to do your job. And we got also a server that now it's in the foundation office upstairs in Orinoco Place, where slowly but slowly, in these very days, we are migrating all our data that we have been accumulating in these years of
14
work.
Years, yeah.
Yes, so now we have an old server that slowly but slowly going to be migrated in this new server, that it will be much safer for us to work for the coming next, let's say, 5 years without probably, I hope, struggling. So yes, we are moving on, and we are providing more and more content, that it's something that is very much in our mission.
Yes, but it's also, I believe that the circle of our listeners in our community itself is growing. Outside, we've been present and we've been listened more than at home, so to speak. But also our listeners, the community started to listen, starting to have in the habit to check the AVNet and click on thing or explore further and so forth. And I think also they finally realized that it's important that we communicate. So they started to come to us and announce things or ask for the feedbacks or requested certain stuff, which is, to me, it's kind of a move towards really more transparent communication, no?
This is true. But still, if we are not yet into the, on the proper foot to be able to serve the community in a more proactive way. We should ourselves to go around and get information and from places that are usually very busy in their job, like the Working Committee, the Auroville Council, the FMC, that are doing their job extremely in a hard way, and they doesn't have really the time to dedicating sharing what they are doing. And that's the kind of bridging that I'm really working now to try to make step by creating a sort of awareness about our tools and a sort of credibility that for sure we have gained in 15 years or 14 years of work, because we have been really, taking into consideration many times they asked to do this and to do that, and it's very good. But we still need to go a little bit further into see how to sort it out, the fact that Auroville is producing a lot of somehow communication, but is not properly shared with the resident itself.
That is lackness of transparency.
It's not only lack of transparency, this is an effect of the things doesn't come out in the proper time, in the proper day. It's something that we should address as a journalist kind of work to be done by people that have experience and skills absolutely regarding Auroville matter, and going into the places and posing questions, not just to inquire, just to accuse, just for understanding better what the meaning of maybe the feedback given by the, I don't know, the resident assembly or the Auroville council means, because sometimes it's done in a way that is not very understandable. Just to make a simple example, let's talk about parliamentary kind of democracy. There is people that are deciding, discussing about law and this and that, and at the end of the day or the week they are publishing in a bulletin what is the result of their job, that which kind of law have been decided to do and that, to resolve this and that. So this kind of publishing, it's not very clear most of the time, because it's very technical and should be read by technical skilled people to be then translated into words for people like me, that I'm not a politician, I'm not really much a lawyer, I can't understand this language. So the work of the journalist should be that kind of things in the Auroville Radio TV as well. Let's go around and see why this policy has been worded in this way and what does it mean for the people that is living in Auroville that are affected by this kind of decision for them. So these kind of things, I believe it's the value, added value, that the Auroville Radio TV should really look and address on the next phase. I'm talking about the coming weeks and months, because now, let's say we are very settled, we have all the kind of equipment, we have nothing that is missing except the fact that we need to be a little bit more, let's say, organized to do this kind of job. And it was one of those things that was discussed 2 days back in the meeting organized by the 30th anniversary of Auroville today by Alan. So we were discussing about this topic as well. How can we do, because finally the Auroville today is one of those important
monthly magazines.
Yeah, along with the Avinet and News and Note, it's important tools for Aurovillians to get more, let's say, aware about what's going on. And my point of view is, we are not lacking of having tools. We are not able to use it in a proper way. That is the main thing for me.
Yeah. But when you're talking about the lacking, I think we're also lacking a little bit more space, no? Physical space for our production.
We do have
for the radio and TV production.
We are really packed like sardines in a can, finally, because actually I think we have 15 people working as a team, plus the technician that are 5 or 6, so software engineer, this and that. We are working from 6 a.m. more or less, 6 at
until 9 midnight,
PM.
2 a.m.
Yeah, in different slots of time, because we have not really any kind of luxury time to get tea and sit for do this and that, because we can even speak during the recording, because the people, otherwise, people speaking outside on the editing studio will be into the recording studio as well. Yes, this is something that has been addressed as well, because we have been requesting, thanks to the help of Loretta, Marlenka, and mainly those two ladies, they were helping into posting a request for having more space here in the town hall, and we've been satisfied by a good feedback we got back 2 weeks back from the people that have been working in this project to allocate all the space, not only in the town hall building, but also to the other buildings in nearby
Sire and
the Sire Media Center and the new archive space. So they were working in this kind of allocation, and out of 4 presentation, 3 were to let this the radio stay where is it and give him more space in the ground floor that now is practically taken mostly by the housing service. One of those was to move, I think, on the second floor, but for the fact that we have a lot of infrastructure, will be more expensive and will be not very convenient. But it's a process that is ongoing. Now we are waiting for Kudan with Elvira to give some feedback about the meeting that she was attending, where she was passively listening about the presentation that was done by people that have been invited by the FMC. I mean, it was not just people that have taken their job by themselves. The FMC was requesting them to look at the allocation of the space, and at the end of the presentation, it was showing these four different solutions, and now probably we will be requested to choose which one we prefer the most, and one of for sure will be the choice to be
on the ground floor, yeah.
Place and having more space,
and that would also allow us to have a airflow at the end, no?
Yeah, luckily
which we are cut off
some airflow again because we've been stuck in air since few years, but
it's been four years.
Yes, so but it's, let's say, we had having high and low in this kind of let's say process in staying in this building, but it's by the end of the day it's the positive place to stay, and we should stay and having more space for sure, because also it's something that very clear that we are providing service for the community.
In those 14 years, what are you the most proud of?
Most proud of to have learned a lot for sure from any kind of field of action. I've been working with so many people coming from all over the world and have been learned from having different kind of way of making journalists to how to plug a cable to computers and so on and so forth. So I'm really much into the aspect that I've been really in a place working with people that have been giving a lot to me, and they receive a lot from the radio TV project, I believe, because I think we have been talking, I'm talking about 250, 300 people in 15 years that I've been in touch with, and I'm saying 99.9% of those people, they are leaving, not crying, but very sad that they are leaving because they have a good experience working and having fun with us somehow, also working very hard in the night and, as you said, making recordings, general meetings, or this and that. But also I've been also gifted by staying in India for 14 years as well. So it's something that makes me very happy because it's a country that I believe is my home. Despite I've been born in Italy and arrived there, India is a place where I have my soul, and I will fight for stay here in as I've been for the last 15 years. I have really a pleasure to share a place that is called Oroville, that has been founded by mother and Sri Aurobindo, that today is Mahadasham. And that's the thing, so it's not just water, it's something for me that has a lot of value. So such a relation with person that have been working for sure, and such a relation with people that are living in Oroville with all this kind of diversities and difficulties. But in the meantime, a lot of things are happening very fast, and that's why the TV radio, it's for me the only solution to keep this kind of pace, because the printed paper, unlikely, I have seen, it's not reactive enough speedily as we may have by doing something and publishing after half an hour. So that is, again, a process of creating content for the community in real time, so they may be able to take decision in a more appropriate and more in a way that is more wide in understanding, because sometimes we are called to vote something into some general meeting that we have a very little clue about why we are voting for this or for that.
We're supposed to vote because it's a decision we're supposed to take, yeah?
Yes, exactly. So we should be the kind of tool with the other media tools as well in Oroville, the Avinet, in Oroville Today, to clarify this kind of things day by day. And that is the big task ahead of us, because again, now we can't anymore complain about we don't have a microphone, we don't have a mixing desk, we don't have this, we don't have that, we have everything.
Sure.
It's 15 years of work we have been having from one laptop when I came to a fully equipped studio for recording, video and editing, thanks to a lot of work and a lot of people. So now it's time to move into the matter of real kind of going into the places and try to make more transparent, as I say, the life in Auroville by just sharing what the people they want to say, but they doesn't have the time or the skills to do.
Mm. True. If I look back, you know, to me that live stream the Auroville 50th birthday with the water ceremony, that was, wow, that was a step ahead.
Yeah, I'm agree with you. Thanks to the help of Dev, that she is associated somehow with Auroville. It's a person that has been raised in the ashram, and he has a lot of technical skills, and he has a lot of love for Auroville and the modern Sherobindo for sure. We were able to do this kind of things of live streaming the day of the celebration of the 50th on the 28th of February. And we've been having people from all over the world watching this kind of celebration and having seen the rise.
Do you know how many? I heard somewhere 6,000 to 8,000.
Yeah, something like that. During the 2 hours of broadcasting, live broadcasting, was that the number? Because it was 200-300 in real time, in some time. So it was a quite huge number, in spite it was one shot in a year. So it wasn't really maybe even advertising properly, because till few hours before the event, we still were having problems in technology and permission.
And then we were sending through the WhatsApp, we were sending the links, it's going to be broadcasted.
Yes, we have been sending links that we have been changed at 4 a.m. in the morning of the 28th, because I've been changed at that time everything. So, yes, as you say, it was a sort of milestone that we, with the help of Dev, absolutely, that we should pay totally his dedication and skills to this happen. With the help of him, we have been able to provide this kind of taste of live events in Auroville as well. We should be, let's say, proud of this kind of result, but at the meantime, maybe this is not really the kind of total attention that we look at, because we may come out with sort of kind of Western kind of coverage of events that may have a strange kind of resonance with Auroville itself, in with the values and kind of life that we are doing here as a Sadak, because finally it's a work.
Really,
of,
that's supposed to be.
Yes, it's a work, it's a spiritual work. So maybe sometimes we are doing things that are seen from outside, not from Auroville, and that they know very well what is the reality behind the thing that I'm seeing. It seems, okay, this is a commercial place where they are doing events and this and that. So we should be aware about this kind of thing goes in a place that is very big, internet, and the people doesn't have the understanding of what Auroville is. So they would maybe simply misunderstood the place, and that's something that we should be aware about that. So,
but I just had a conversation yesterday with Alan, and that is the point where you... it's really hard to capture either on a microphone or camera or however, or even write it with the words. It's that energy which you cannot really capture it, but it's there. It's that underlying current of our yoga transformation from all of us on different stages, and you capture it. I know for myself, with the when the interviews goes deeper, then you allow the time to that to develop and come forward. It's really sweet. But in short coverage, that is something, it's not transparent and it's not even there.
Yeah.
But it's really nice when you can witness that part.
Yeah, yeah. It's something, again, as a kind of Western-like person, it's something that is absolutely, as you say, but being also Western, it made me think, as a communicator, that sometimes it's easy to be misunderstood by saying a word instead of the other one. Talking about communities, it's something that has a value. In an English language, if you translate in Italian, community is for people that are detoxicating from our drug usage. So community is this kind of value.
Oh, you mean the stigmatized?
Yes, that's okay. The language is very much what we are sharing, and the images as well. So we should be, as I said yesterday, Alan, when I was talking to him, very cautious how the words are worded. because we are...
Of course, the word is a tool.
It's a tool. Very much is a kind of poetry that we are trying to express our soul. And sometimes we get a mistake because we are not poet.
But we are also not native speakers in English. That's another point, no?
Yeah, absolutely. That is probably a value because everything is speaking a broken English. Every 1 hour average kind of thing to understand. Yeah. But it's, let's say, it's an advantage in Oroville, but outside not. But it's, again, everything is piling up as a kind of thing that may confuse the people that are not getting used to listen to this word under kind of a positive thoughts. Also ashram, it may be, oh, what is this place, an ashram? For an Indian person, an ashram is a beautiful place. You're talking to ashram to people that have been watching a Netflix latest production about whatever was happening in the United States or in South America, where 1,000 people were killed by crazy people back in the 90s. An ashram is a horrible place. So we're talking about words. They have a totally different kind of resonance depending on what their people have.
The mindset, yeah.
Yes, so that is a big kind of task that we are exposed every day by doing our work, and it's not simply to find a solution, and the meantime it's the job that we have to face, because it's something that everyone in the world is facing as well. So the fact is, news that are not very news but is fake news is a construction of words. In a way, the people, they get totally confused about the content, and sometimes it's absolutely not even true. So it's something that we are experimenting before the fake news in the world, in Oroville, before, because not for the fake news that we are providing us between ourselves, but the fact that we don't understand what we want to say, because as you say, we are speaking different languages. We are not native in English at all. I'm trying to make a magic trick by express myself in this way. If I was able to speak in Italian, I was saying very slightly different things that make a difference. So, yes, we are in this place and we have to deal with the language of images and the words as well. And finally, we have to dedicate to the mother and Shira Rubin whatever we do, because it's in their hand. And let's hope, let's pray, they will translate into something that people they will understand, because technically I'm not able to do myself the translation in a proper way. I'm trying
Each language is its own thing, and yes, it's completely different.
It's completely different also. So it's a challenge for sure, but it's at the meantime is also something very much into the world, so we need to get more into understanding each other. That's why we have so many clashes around, because the people, somehow they get not properly informed or badly informed by media, then take improper decision. They decide to vote this or to go for that lady that is not the proper decision.
You're talking about the oral community or
about
the planet?
World. I'm saying around the world also, they are facing a situation that are much worse than we are facing in Oroville itself. So we are somehow homeopathy in the world, as was said by someone, I don't know if it was...
Homeopathy?
Yes, it's an homeopathy presentation of the world, somehow, with all the struggle and all the positive sides. And in the homeopathy, we do have a very little dose of everything. So let's say, not in the homeopathy, we have everything, a dose of everything. In this homeopathic kind of society, because 2,500 people compared to 7 billion of people living in the world, it's just a drop into an ocean. We are having the same world situation, or not a big or small village in India, or a big or small city in
I heard that connotation that we are microcosmos of the outside, but homeopathic is probably more realistic, yeah.
So, yes, it's not mine. Someone told me and I got it, because it's the kind of things, more or less, that we are facing in Oroville. We have little things from every place.
And we are in the middle of monsoon.
Yes, and then we are in the middle, and tomorrow I'm leaving.
Okay, Andrea, do we need to add something? What do we aspire to?
Yeah.
A little bit more space, a little bit more consciousness, transparent communication.
I think, finally, we have to come back to the Oroville Charter. Because the thing... it's there. If we start to go ahead and create new kind of, I'm talking about the Oroville Radio TV, new kind of policy or new kind of aspiration, new kind of this and that, we will go out of track. Our Oroville Charter is very brief and it gives you a very clear idea.
One of the most powerful documents I've ever seen.
Yes, we should follow in a very spiritual way. and personal way, mm. because each one is his own, what is there? And mm. at the end of the day, whatever is happening is the right thing. If it's wrong, it's the right things to be wrong. If it's mm. correct, it's the right things to be correct. But it should be kept always as a kind of point of reference for anything that we do.
True. Andrea, thank you so much. Bon voyage.
Merci. Thank you very much.
Come back safe.
Thanks a lot.